Jugadores maravillosos. Ánimo, gracias.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM broadcasting from Burnaby.
The Bill Reid Gallery presents Bright Futures, an exhibition that brings together the innovative art of Bill Reid with new works by contemporary emerging and established Indigenous artists of the Northwest Coast until January 14th, 2024. To celebrate the life of Bill Reid 25 years after his death, contributing artists were invited to ponder and critique the question, how is Bill Reid continuously inspiring contemporary Northwest Coast artists? To learn more about this exhibition, visit billreidgallery.ca.
Indulge yourself in the cultural and folklore traditions of Italy on Il Sole Italiano every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m.
Eravamo ancora fanciulli ogni sera su quel prato.
I'm Jamie Sessford, and you are listening to the latest edition of the Vancouver Mixtape, coming to you from the very top of Burnaby Mountain, located on the ancestral territory of the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Tsleil-Waututh. We've got a jam-packed show for you tonight, including another interview with Lila Gray. She returns to these here parts this week for a show at Redgate to promote her brand new record, Wild Tension, that came back in April, and we did an interview with her way back then. If you want to have a listen to that, we chat a little bit about some of the songs on the deluxe edition that came out in August, as well as the tour and how it's going. So we'll get to that in a moment, but first, here's Oceans off of Wild Tension, featuring Asa Nabucco and Lila Gray.
You brought me up from the deep. I held my forehead to your feet. Felt like I could breathe, but I was so weak and nothing was true. I still see you in my sleep, and I can't help but wonder what it means. But I'm treading the waters to somebody's daughter. I'm still me. Let the seas, learning to love, learning to
to be. I'll keep sailing the seven seas. I'm finally free. So I'll keep sailing.
Returning to the Vancouver mixtape is Lila Gray, fresh off, I mean, maybe not fresh because it was back in April that you released a record, but fresh off of a release of a deluxe version and in the throes of the world tour of Wild Tension. We've got Lila Gray on the horn here. Lila, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Jamie?
I'm so good. I do have to start the interview today apologizing to your grandfather, as I believe he still is holding on to my copy of Wild Tension. I need to coordinate with him to get it. So hopefully he's not too mad at me.
He won't hold it against you. You're all good.
Yeah, I hope not. I hope not. So we came into this interview fresh off of listening to Oceans, which is one of the songs we featured last time we chatted. But this time, there's a video attached to it. You've done music videos before. You had Asa Nabucco in there with you. It looked like a really cool production. You had a couple of different locales that you were working on. Can you maybe talk a little bit about that? Like, what was the inspiration for that video?
Yeah, totally. We honestly, so Asa works in film, so she was able to kind of amass this awesome crew that has a lot of experience working on film sets. So it was like a very professional level production. And because of that, we were able to go through like weeks of talks and like prep for it, especially because at the time I was not based in BC. So I flew out for the video and we had a very limited window to film it. So it was really nice to work with a team who was like, here's the schedule, here's what we're doing, here's the plan. So kind of between sort of an amalgamation of ideas from all of us, we were able to kind of come up with this, like oceanic visualizer kind of thing. And really it was all thanks to the awesome team out of Vancouver that we were able to get that done. A special shout out to Maddie and Tyler, the director and director of photography. They really are they're killing it. So yeah, it was really big thanks to the whole Vancouver crew that worked on that video. But yeah, we shot down at English Bay and on a little set as well at the SFU campus. Yeah, it was a totally awesome day, and we were so happy with the way that video came out.
Oh yeah, and it just fits the vibe so much of that song. We talked last time about how the song itself kind of feels like it has this underwater element to it. And well, you really hammered it home with the underwater-ish visuals. So that was really cool.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Just in case you couldn't guess from the title. Yeah, yeah. We saw some water ideas.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm always like thrown off when like a video and song concept like maybe don't mash like aesthetically.
Yeah, totally.
So thank you for like satisfying my lizard brain. I appreciate that.
So welcome.
Yeah. And it was in the video, it's like a pretty overcast, gloomy day. I imagine it wasn't like your favorite to be hopping into the ocean.
No, it was, yeah, it was like beginning of April or mid April, I guess. Like my album had just come out, and then I flew out that evening from Montreal to Vancouver, and the next day we started shooting. Yeah, it was a very like, yeah, overcast. I think it was hovering around 8 degrees kind of a time. Yeah, getting in the ocean, we had a safety coordinator because we were not going to be in there for long.
Sure, yeah.
Honestly, it kind of just turned into like hysterical laughing at a certain point because all of us were just like, oh my god, this is just ridiculous, the yeah. things that we'll do for a video. But very worth it in the end, I think. Yeah, yeah. And it's an experience.
You got to suffer for your art.
Exactly. Might even inspire a new song. Who knows?
Who knows? Song about being cold.
Exactly.
Making a video sucks. Oh my god. yeah, but that's cool. That was really cool that the work that you guys did on that song, and it does in fact lend itself as an adequate visualizer for it. So congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
And then more congratulations are in order because you've released a deluxe version of the record back in August.
That is correct.
I've noticed that deluxe versions are, I feel like trend is disparaging, and I don't mean it that way. But a lot of artists do release like deluxe versions. They just like have these knickknacks that were kind of kicking around the album creation project. What said to you that you needed to release these extra or alternative versions of songs? Why did you feel like people needed to hear those?
Yeah, totally. Well, so we wrapped up the full album, and these three songs specifically. So it's my song Nevermind. That one's an old one. I think I released that in like 2019 or 2020 kind of time. And then two songs off of Wild Tension, which was Treason and Oxygen. And specifically, I think it started with Treason because I had written that song to be like more of a ballady kind of dramatic, overwrought, yeah, piano ballad kind of thing. And then it turned into this awesome like pop banger, which is great. But I was like, yeah, but it'd also be nice to get kind of the original idea with it too. So that's kind of where the deluxe edition idea kind of started forming. And then I thought about this awesome artist I know in Vancouver named Ava Lucia. She plays with the band Cat Larceny, so that might be where people know her from. She just has like the most angelic voice, and I thought it would sound really nice on Oxygen. Kind of reached out to her, and she was like, yep, I'm totally interested. And so it was kind of just like all of these things just sort of happened. But I would say it started out with Treason, the alternative version, which actually I would call the original version because that's what it was going to be. And then kind of spiraled from there. And me and one of my bandmates had played the stripped Nevermind version at a show like 2 years ago. We thought that sounds awesome. And so then why not tack that one on? Yeah. Yeah.
After releasing like both versions of Oxygen and Treason, and I guess Nevermind as well, have you established a preference? Like, which one do you tend to lean on live? Which one do you tend to show people for the first time?
Yeah, I would have to say, I think personally, when I go to shows anyways, I love when you can dance to it. And so two of those songs are like arguably my most dancey songs. So for the live versions, we've decided to stick with the more upbeat ones. But who knows, you know, maybe I'll do like a little acoustic set or like strip back set, and we can bring those versions out again. But yeah, I would say probably preferring the ones that have a bit of a beat to them, just because it's a lot more fun to dance on stage.
Oh yeah, like those alternative stripped down to, like, you need to be in an MTV Unplugged, like candles lit all around, right? You
totally.
can't be in a party atmosphere or whatever, right?
No. Yeah, totally.
Now the collaboration with Eva, that was another coast to coast thing, because I seem to remember you talking about how the record itself was like a lot of it. There was a lot of email. There was a lot of coast to coast collaboration on that, right?
Totally. Yeah. It was a Canada wide project. It was just lots of Zoom calls, lots of emails. But yeah, no, Oxygen, the deluxe edition was no exception. She recorded her vocals in Vancouver and sent them to me, and then I mixed them in Montreal. And she's also a sound engineer, so it was not hard to get a great product from her, which was really nice. And I would say all in all, that was like one of the easiest long distance communications from the whole album process. It was super chill. Yeah,
I have to ask this, and it's a little bit of a departure. Are you getting school credit for the work that you're doing on your record?
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, that'd be so great. One of the songs, Buried Alive, that's off of the album, that one was a school project that I decided, hold on, this fits pretty well with this album. So it was like the 13th hour addition to the album was Buried Alive. So technically, yes, I did get school credit for that one. The rest of them, no, sadly not. But I've got some stuff coming down the pipe that was school stuff that I've kind of altered a little bit to be just right in my lane a bit more. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, we'll talk about that in a second. I want to get to the deluxe version of Oxygen right now. This is Lila Gray and Eva Lucia. You're listening to it here on the Vancouver Mixtape.
Put on a clean shirt, dust off your smile, tell the whole world about the girl you admire. Well, she does the same, tells the whole world your name. Praise the next time you see her, the feelings haven't changed. God, I hope I run out of oxygen somewhere in this room. Through mine, I wish I could see myself through your
That was Oxygen, the deluxe version, off the Wild Tension Deluxe Edition by Lila Gray, featuring Eva Lucia. Once again, welcome back to the show, and you are currently on tour. I believe you just played a show in Nelson?
I did, yeah. I'm actually still here for a couple more days, but yeah, we played a sold-out show at the Royal, so that was pretty cool. A nice way to start off the tour with a warm, friendly welcome from the people of Nelson and a packed house. So yeah, we're heading down to Vancouver on Tuesday, and we've got a show happening on Thursday the 26th, and then it's just kind of a whirlwind from there. So yeah, pretty stoked.
Now, I gotta ask this, because I've seen a lot of musicians making sure they cross through Nelson on tours. What's the music scene like there?
Honestly, it's very supportive. I grew up here, and it was a pretty awesome place to start out my career. You know, there's lots of people who just want to come out and see live music, regardless of kind of what the genre was. And luckily, that was also our experience on Thursday, or yeah, last Thursday. And obviously, there was a lot of people that were there to support us, but ended up chatting with some folks who'd kind of just come down to be like, I want to check out what's going on at the Royal. And so, yeah, pretty supportive scene. There's lots of different kind of creative endeavors that are going on at various times in Nelson. The arts scene is pretty healthy for how small of a community it is. So yeah, couldn't miss the hometown stop.
Absolutely. Now, do you still consider this a homecoming tour of sorts, or have you like really kind of dug your heels into the music scene in Montreal?
Yeah, well, I actually will be moving back to Vancouver in January. I got a job down there, so yeah, I think honestly looking at the West Coast more of like a homecoming tour. Obviously pretty stoked to see all the friends and family in Montreal, and yeah, I kind of intentionally scheduled it that way, so it's like I get the, you know, Nelson Vancouver hometown shows at the beginning, and then we get to wrap it up in Montreal. So it kind of, there's a little section in the middle where it's like all new places and shows I haven't, or places and venues I haven't played before. And then, yeah, kind of bookending it with some familiar territory. So pretty stoked about that.
Man, you're just racking up the wins over a calendar year. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
All right, well, so you've got, this is a six-show tour that you're on. You just kicked it off in Nelson on the 19th. You've got Vancouver at Redgate on October 26th. That's with Maya Jade, who appears on the record.
Correct.
I imagine there will be live collab, maybe, or maybe no spoilers.
We'll see. You're going to have to come down and find out. Yeah, but pretty excited that Maya said yes to opening for us in Vancouver. She's awesome, and yeah, lucky to have her on the record too. So it's been a year of collaborations with Maya. Yeah,
absolutely. And tickets are selling fast for that one, so make sure you get them before the show on Thursday the 26th. And then you're in Victoria. Have you spent a lot of time in Victoria playing music, or is that kind of uncharted territory for you?
Yeah, I honestly haven't played a show in Victoria before. I've spent a lot of time there personally, but not so much on a music or professional level. So yeah, we're playing the Mint on the 28th. That's next Saturday, I believe. And yeah, I'm pretty excited for our debut Victoria show. I've got lots of friends on the island who are coming down, so I think it'll be a pretty friendly audience. And yeah, we're getting excited.
And that's all before heading to Toronto and Ottawa, and then closing it out in Montreal on November 4th. That's at the Diving Bell Social Club. What has touring been like for you in the past? Have you spent a lot of time doing it? Is this your most substantial tour that you've done?
Yeah, honestly, this is kind of our first, I would say, tour, especially we've got a bit more of a full band this time. Last time, I did what I would kind of call some semblance of tour, was like a year and a half ago, and me and my keys player, we headed down to the coast and did some shows in Vancouver as well as Nelson. We called that our mini tour because we weren't really like moving around a lot, but we played a lot of shows in a short little time period. So yeah, I would say that this is like my first kind of proper tour, and it's going really well. We're the band and I get along really well, and I mean, how can you complain about a sold out hometown show, really? Yeah, and couldn't be more excited for all the stops on tour, and it's a pretty awesome show, you know, not to toot my own horn, but yeah, it's pretty awesome. So I suggest you come and check it out if you can.
Absolutely. I think you're doing a disservice to Lila and yourself if you do not go to the shows on this tour. And it's good that you and your band get along.
could you imagine?
Could you imagine?
It could be really bad. Yeah, it could all be an act. But no, we're good friends.
Well, hopefully this is the first of many tours in your future here. You mentioned in the last segment that you're kicking around some stuff that you've already worked on. There's like potentially new releases on the horizon. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I've got, once we wrap up the tour, kind of getting right back into the studio for some next album stuff, but I've got one single already done and in the can. So, that's going to be coming out kind of early winter, January, February kind of time. And we've actually already wrapped the video for that one too, with a very similar crew to the Oceans video. So, yeah. And honestly, it might be my favorite video we've ever shot. So, stay tuned for that, 'cause I'm pretty excited about it.
Hopefully you got warmer beach days for it at least.
To be honest with you, we did shoot it at the end of September, and I was submerged in several bodies of water for a prolonged amount of time. So I don't know. I think next video shoot, we have to go to like the Sahara and wear parkas. Yep. Like, let's get completely on the other end of the spectrum, because this is just cruel.
Or if you need to be in water, like, at least get the girl a hot tub. Holy smokes.
Yeah. No, I can't keep hitting, like, these, you know, unheated pools and oceans at horrible times in the year. So,
once again, you got to suffer for your art, I suppose.
Exactly. It's all worth it in the end.
Absolutely. Well, Lila, thank you again for joining us on the show today. I'd like to close out with the stripped version of Nevermind. You've mentioned how you guys have like played around with this version a little bit. Because it's an older song, do you find that playing different versions live, does that breathe new life into it for you, or do you still have like a really strong tie and affection to that older version of the song?
Yeah, honestly, the whole reason that the strip version came to be was we were like, we've played it so many times like this, and at the time my band was just me and a keyboardist. We're like, I feel like we can do something kind of different with it, and the shows that we were playing at the time were pretty mellow and didn't feel like an environment where people were necessarily going to be dancing. For this tour, we've brought it back, and especially with the addition of my guitarist, that has brought some new life to it. And honestly, at this point, it's like, yes, it's one of the final songs in the set list, but it's like one of the ones that we're the most excited about. It's almost like our reward at the end of the show. We're like, let's get to Nevermind, because that one's just so fun. And yeah, on Thursday night, everyone was dancing to it, and you really can't not have a good